The situation is this. Time is the primary element used to recognize placement within the third dimension. However, the veil between dimensions is thinning. As the awareness grows of the availability of the fourth and even fifth dimension processes for usage in this third dimensional realm, this veil will begin to thin even more. The new focus might include elements of the higher dimensions. How to do this? Thought moves between dimensions as long as the thought is within those dimensional parameters. Third dimensional parameters allow for interfering with development of others. It allows for the forcing of one will upon another. Above that dimension, all are allowed freedom to develop without this interference. Personal responsibility is a keynote of existence. Contrary to the mass consciousness appearance of the lack of development at this level, it's there, simply smothered by the barrage of mind control techniques. However, those techniques are not successful as it might appear. If these were, then the massive physical control that is being put into place would not be necessary. If these were, then there would be no problem of what to do about what they see as overpopulation. There would be masses of people falling like lemons into the sea. What is becoming a rising tide is the groundswell of feeling of people longing for this personal freedom. Through the moving of jobs from your country, people have found that they can create for themselves new opportunities, however nebulous they may be within the communications dream of non-production. This success within planned failure has tweaked the creative urge within many, thus the proliferation of home-based businesses. It is the glimmering of personal successes that has sparked a surge with even the most oppressed of the beings in your country, meaning the welfare recipients. This information has not stayed within the boundary of this country, has always been alive in countries of great poverty. If it were not, more would have starved long ago. This longing for freedom will be fanned into a blaze by dream and then simplicity. It will be this new conception that will live the spirits of those who will hear, and the lift will be literal. The inner prayer of the longing heart shall be answered, and the reaction to it will not be stopped. It cannot be reached by third dimensional methods, for those who try to apply them will simply be left as helpless as was the dark plan for the people. Once the critical point of awareness is reached, support of the new paradigm will take the planet forward as a whole. The ascension of the New Age dreamers is one of the individual flights into the clouds, but this shall be a planetary change. Your Bible mentions two standing in a field and only one is taken. The person who wholeheartedly believes in the dream shall accompany the dream. The parents of this dream must have the understanding. The third dimensional parameters must be transcended, and thought must be focused into the higher expectations of a new dimension. Trust in the personal responsibility of its citizens will be the key to the foundations of that new perception. It is a password, so to speak, for the entry into this experience. Honesty and forthrightness are practiced without question. Your 23rd Psalm translation misrepresented this by the word righteousness, which was given the meaning of judgmental attitude, in particular, the actions of others. Instead, it was meant that each was to be responsible to live rightly within the personal focus of their life attitudes and actions. This was the result in finding the games of inappropriate action will not work if no one else will play by these rules. There can be no victims and no martyrs if no one will play the game. This may sound naive considering the chaos around you, but that's the difference. That is the leap that must be made through the assumption that humanity is a critical mass that is ready to assume this shift in perception. The profit motive at the expense of all others has not left the utopia. Man in true perspective is a radiant being, meaning created to give outward expression of the Creator's love. Not to live as a usurper with only the intent of drawing all towards himself as depicted by material experience. The experiment of this has left him hollow and unfulfilled. This shall be the opportunity to experience what will satisfy and fill his heart cup to running over. How can you paint this vision with the color of emotion that shall magnetize all that hear it and catch up into the movement toward it? Intent shall be the alchemical ingredient,
and the Creator's love of his children shall spread butter upon the path.
To convert the old adage to a different focus, it can be done. It shall be done. On that you can place your life's focus and trust. The etheric winds of change are in motion and the momentum is building. Do you think there is anything that can stand against the Creator of the game in the first place? Cannot be so. Welcome to the winning side. Oh, isn't that a wonderful greeting? This seems like a logical place in which to end this exchange of thought. Open your hearts and feel the love that is given to you for your trust and acceptance of our combined path in this marvelous adventure of adventures. How will we top this one? It is not for us to know yet.